that insurgents often carry out fewer operations. Parents of the 20-year-old Notre Dame student killed yesterday while videotaping a football practice are questioning university officials. According to a report in the Chicago Tribune, the parents have questions about the events leading up to 20-year-old Declan Sullivan's death. Sullivan was killed when a portable tower he was standing on toppled over. There were reports he had posted a number of Twitter messages expressing his concerns about the weather at the time. Still not clear whether winds caused that scissor lift he was on to topple over. However, Notre Dame's athletic director said there was an extraordinary burst of wind on the field just before he heard the tower crash to the ground. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Plowshares Fund, dedicated to helping build a safe, secure, and nuclear weapon-free world at plowshares.org.
Who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? Prepare yourselves. For the next hour, you will experience rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense, you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rock Experience, Pastor Alan Ward.
Hello, on this beautiful day here in Sandpoint, Alaska. Man, it is nice outside today. Thank you, God, for such a beautiful day. And it's interesting to me that this bright, sunny day comes just before a very dark weekend when we celebrate Halloween, where we dress up like vampires and Frankenstein and werewolves and Freddy Krueger and even the devil himself. It's a time that we tend to draw attention to the things that frighten us. We dress up like them, and we watch movies about them, and we have parties over them and about them. Well, in keeping with this tradition of highlighting things that frighten us, I wanted to do a show about the devil because he is real, and he is trying to do something to us. And that what he's trying to do should frighten us greatly. But I don't want you to be, you know, all dark and gloomy over this show, because there is hope. There is hope today. The devil is not all-powerful. There is a way to escape the snare of the devil. There is a way to avoid his end goal for mankind, and that's to turn your life over to Jesus Christ. Well, let's begin the show with ex-sinner talking about the devil being walking evil.
We'll be right back.
Hey, that was X-Center with Walking Evil. You know, there's an incredibly evil force at work in this world. His name is Lucifer, or Satan, or better known as the devil. God says of the devil in the book of Ezekiel 28, "You were the signet of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. You were the anointed guardian cherub. I placed you. You were on the holy mountain of God. In the midst of the stones of fire you walked. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created until unrighteousness was found in you. In the abundance of your trade you were filled with violence in your midst, and you sinned. So I cast you as a profane thing from the mountain of God, and I destroyed you, O guardian cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was proud because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground." Satan sinned when he tempted Adam and Eve in the garden, and God cast him out of heaven, but he wasn't alone. The book of Revelations 12, verses 7 and 9 tell us this. "Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels," that's the good angel Michael, archangel, "fighting against the dragon," which is the devil, "and the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him." So the devil has spiritual forces made up of fallen angels or demons who create and run this world system that we live in right now. And Jesus says in Revelations 12, and a couple of verses down, "Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short." Truly, then, he is walking evil, as they sang about, because he knows he doesn't have much time, and he wants to do as much damage as he can do. And that's why Satan is bent on one thing in John 10:10. "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy," Jesus said. Now, as the section in the book of Ezekiel said, the devil was perfect in wisdom. He's no dummy. He will not approach you and say, "Hey, why don't you do this so I can destroy you?" He's not going to do that. He knows you won't go for that. So he's going to use his wisdom to deceive you so that he might work his destruction upon you. And he's very wise and very skilled at temptation. And one of the ways he accomplishes this is by getting you to justify your sin as an excuse for exploring your curiosity. And this is what Guardian sings about in Curiosity Killed the Cat.
Yeah!
Yeah.
And it was Guardia with Curiosity Killed the Cat. You know, they sang about many different things that people experiment with out of curiosity. Ouija boards, black or white magic, levitation games, tarot cards, psychics, things like that. All those things are just deceptive ways to get you to act upon your curiosity so that the devil can get you to open a door for his forces to come in and wreak havoc upon your life and the lives of others through you. God strictly forbids these kind of things. In the book of Leviticus, he said in 19 verse 26, "You shall not interpret omens or tell fortunes. Do not turn to mediums or necromancers. Do not seek them out so that you make yourselves unclean by them. I am the Lord your God." You know, there's no need to explore these things. They lead only to destruction. That's why God forbids them. There were a lot of people in the city of Ephesus, in the ancient city of Ephesus, who dabbled in these kind of things. And when they heard about Jesus Christ and they saw the power that he had given to the Apostle Paul, they turned their lives over to Jesus Christ. And the Bible records this in Acts 19, verses 18 and 19. Many of those who were now believers came confessing and divulging their practices, and a number of those who had practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all, and they counted the value of them and found it. They came to 50,000 pieces of silver. Now, a piece of silver was equivalent to a day's wage. So 50,000 days worth of wages were represented by the books of magic that they burnt. That's how much money they'd spent. And that shows you how widespread the practice of magic was in that place, and conversely, how great the work of God was in bringing these people to the point of surrendering their lives to Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ can set you free from witchcraft or Wicca or fortune-telling, superstition, and all that kind of stuff, but you must turn to him and away from these things. Well, let's listen to Judah first sing about the devil's stakes that he plays with in their song, The Devil's Dice.
Yeah.
Judah first, Devil's Dice. And like they sang in that song, you can play with the devil, but there is a high price to pay. You will forfeit your soul for the temporary pleasures he provides you through sin. But even if you could get the whole world and all the pleasure it affords, it's not worth that price. The Bible says over in Matthew 16:26, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? And you can choose to indulge in the sin of the world now, but you must remember, as the next verse says in verse 27, for the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. If you live for the pleasure of sin, you will go to hell. Paul says to us in 2 Thessalonians that those who took pleasure in wickedness, that they're going to go to hell rather than those who took pleasure in the truth of God's word. Those people are going to be easily deceived by the Antichrist. He says over in verse 11 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, for this reason God will send upon them a deluding influence so that they will believe what is false, in order that all may be judged who did not believe the truth but took pleasure in wickedness. Don't roll the devil's dice by playing with sin. Turn from sin and surrender to Jesus Christ and live for him. Here's Bride with Cyberdelic Super Jesus.
Cool, if I can nail it right on the thing, you know.
Was it pretty close?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so right, like at the very end.
You know why? Because I was playing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, like you're keeping me in time.
When you say he's weak, he's a super freak, don't believe that he can. You lost your head, you got him swinging from a chain. You could be saved, but you're digging your grave. I'm begging you to come back, to come back. King of kings, angels sing, I think that's the way. Psychedelic super Jesus. Take a drink to forget, it's all profanity. Still got him on a cross, you hold his loss, you nail him to a hippie tree. Stay like my fire, fool of desire, don't you doubt me, babe. Don't you dare. Been slipping in your voodoo, tripping in that British out to sea. That's the way, that's the way, psychedelic super Jesus. That's the way, that's the way.
ride with psychedelic super Jesus. They sang in that song, "You get high to remember, take a drink to forget. It's all profanity. You still got him on a cross. Your soul is lost." You know, the devil is so good at deceiving people that he can convince those who live in open sin that they're okay with God. He can trick those who are enslaved to the sin of drunkenness that they are saved and going to heaven when they're not. He can trick those who are living in homosexuality and convince them that they're okay with God when they're not. He is a master deceiver. The Bible is clear about these kinds of things. It says in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 and 10, "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." You know that line they said that you still got him on a cross. In other words, you're saying that Jesus didn't raise from the dead, and so that he doesn't have the power to free you from sin. And Jesus Christ came to free us from the power of sin. So if I truly know Christ, then I should be set free from the power of sin to dominate me. And if I'm still dominated by a sin, then that shows I don't really know him. My soul is lost, as they sang in that song. Listen, don't believe the devil and your deceitful heart. Believe what the Bible says. The devil seeks to deceive you through whatever means possible. But there is a way to avoid his deceptions, and Blood Good sings about that in their song, New Age Illusion.
Fire, and I'll be
invite you to do what Blood Good said, call on Jesus. He is the way of escape. Jesus can set you free from the power of the devil. He came down to earth in the form of a man for that very purpose. The Bible says in Hebrews 2, verses 14 and 15, therefore, since the children, that is men, share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. And Christ came down to free you from your slavery to the devil and to sin. Now, if you claim to be a Christian today, have you been set free from your sin? If you haven't, then you need to call on Jesus and do like Striper sings about in their song, Calling on You.
Inside of me, that is a lonely place.
Striper calling on you. We're going to hear from Striper in just a few minutes, too, again. But listen, if you feel the emptiness in your soul that Striper sang about, don't try to fill it with the things of this world. Don't take the bait and fall for the lie that sin is the way to satisfy your soul. It's not. Jesus Christ is the way to satisfy your soul. John 6:35, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst." Call on him. He will help you through and through, as they sang. Jesus is a warrior and will deliver you safely to heaven's gate. Here's Rob Rock with "I Am a Warrior."
I could see the symptoms.
But Jesus Christ will come back, and this time he will come as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the Bible says in Philippians 2, 9 through, or 10 through 11, rather, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And when Jesus returns, he will return as a judge as well. The Bible says also in 2 Thessalonians 1, 6 through or 7 through 10, the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power when he comes to be glorified in his saints on that day and to be marveled at among all who have believed. Lead for our testimony to you was believed. Now talk about scary. That is scary. If you are not a true Christian, then that's a scary thing. Something else is going to happen also, though, when Jesus returns. And Stryper sings about that in their song, To Hell with the Devil.
We'll be right back.
Striper, to hell with the devil. You know, the Bible teaches that the Antichrist will be killed upon Jesus' return. It says in 2 Thessalonians 2, 8 through 10, then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will slay with the breath of his mouth and bring to an end by the appearance of his coming. That is, the one who is one who's coming in accordance with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, and with all the deception of wickedness for those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. And not only will the Antichrist be dealt with, but the devil himself will be dealt with at the same time. In Revelation 20 and verse 10, and the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. And that's kind of what the next band sings about. And this goes out to my brother. All right, Scott, this one's for you, lad. Vengeance Rising with their song Burn. You know, they also mention in that song that not only will the devil burn, but those who do not surrender their lives to Jesus Christ. They sang about that fact and they called it the great separation is coming, they said, the sheep from the goats. Well, they got that from the book of Matthew 25 in verse 31. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all his angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then he will also say to those on his left, verse 41 tells us, depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. Now, which one are you? Are you one of the sheep or one of the goats? Are you going to rise to heaven and enter the joy of the glory of God? Or are you going to go down to burn in the fires of hell with the devil and all the fallen angels? Well, White Cross says they're not going down in their song, No Way I'm Going Down.
From the Presidential Commission investigating the blowout at BP's Gulf of Mexico oil well. It says BP's contractor Halliburton should have known